There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, everybody. It is straight up top of the hour. We're going into the second hour, and I just want to touch on some health news. One of the biggest problem nowadays is digestive issues. And if we think about our immune system, is, you know, 70% of our immune system is formed in the gut, and we don't realize that. I mean, we're killing it off with GMOs and, you know, foods that have just been sprayed with pesticides, and it's just incredible. You know, one of the products that I have found that has helped the most for my son, not so much anymore, but he was having some stomach problems, but is the liquid probiotics. You know, giving your body back the means to produce your immune system is so important. And one of the stories on the Power Hour news section today is BeetKvass. And I'd actually never heard of this. And we all know the benefit, or we should know the benefit, of fermented foods. And this is one that I was not aware of. On their own, beets pack a powerful nutritional punch and are one of the most beneficial foods on the planet. Allowed to ferment into kvass, beets become even more potent, nourishing, alkalizing, and cleansing your body. It is a BeetKvass. BeetKvass is a Russian fermented beverage made from beets, sea salt, filtered water, often compared to kombucha, which we know is highly beneficial. It's a sour beverage that is often carbonated or used to prepare foods such as salad dressings. Anyone can make this at home by placing 2 to 3 chopped and peeled organic beets into a canister, covering them with 4 teaspoons of sea salt and approximately 2 quarts of water. And after 2 days, you're going to have this drink that is just going to feed your gut. And that's so important. You know, Joyce always talks about making sauerkraut, and that's extremely important too. And it's so easy, but sauerkraut seems to take a little longer than this BeetKvass. And beets are really easy to grow as well. Another story is, it comes from Dr. McCullough's website that's going to be on the Power Hour News, is Eat Right to Protect Your Eyesight. And if you can go to Power Hour News section or get your the email blast, and this will obviously be in there, but it just goes through some of the foods that are highly nutritious. And one of the most important, and which I actually love to grow multiple varieties of, is kale. It's probably the most nutrient-dense green that there is. And so, my daughter and I were just out there munching in the garden on some kale that had popped up from last year, and it is just so good with the cool weather right now. Gary, what do we have for the news?
Well, I'm going back through some of our headlines here. We've got those Fortune 500 companies we just spoke about. Also, whoa, this is a scary, scary headline. Cash banned in Louisiana. What? Wow. You're saying yourself, but yes, we are heading faster and faster towards the cashless society. Yes, cash ban in Louisiana at garage sales and flea markets. Economic Policy Journal, with the passage of House Bill 195 into law, the state of Louisiana has banned the use of cash in all transactions involving secondhand goods.
Unbelievable.
State Representative Ricky Hardy, a co-author of the bill, claims that the bill targets criminals who traffic in stolen goods.
That is a joke right there. All it is control over everyday people.
According to Hardy, it's, quote, a mechanism to be used. So the police department is something to go on and have a lead, end quote. The bill prohibits cash transactions by secondhand dealers, defined to include garage sales, flea markets, and resellers of specialty items, and even non-profit resellers like Goodwill.
Wow.
Now, so curiously, it actually exempts pawnbrokers from the ban.
So in order to have a garage sale, you're going to have a credit card reader now in Louisiana?
Yeah, you're going to have a Square app on your cell phone so you can take credit cards at your garage sale. So if you want to sell a $1 coloring book to a mom, you better bring your credit card to that garage sale, or else you are going to get SWAT raided. That's what this all comes down to. Control, police, the boot heel. Wow. Stick around after the break. We are going to get Dr. Toby Watson on the line. You're listening to the Power Hour. I'm Gary.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley. Riding shotgun with me today is Josh. What's up, Josh?
What's up, Gary? It's good to be here.
Josh, if you're planning on going to Louisiana, you better not bring any cash to a garage sale.
And why is that?
Well, because if you buy some Crayolas or if you buy a broken lamp that you intend to fix, then you you use cash, guess what? You could just get – you might get tased. You might get shot.
Well, you're obviously a criminal, Gary, if you have cash on hand, right?
Cash is crime. Mm. Cash equals crime. You are a cash criminal.
Unbelievable. I mean, the bill goes far beyond just banning cash transaction. Attorney Thad Ackle notes that the bill requires secondhand dealers to turn over a valuable business asset, namely their business's property client information. For every transaction, the secondhand dealer must obtain the seller's personal information, such as their name, address, driver's license number, and license plate number of the vehicle in which the goods were delivered. They must also make a detailed description of the items purchased and submit this with the personal identification information of every transaction to the local policing authorities through electronic daily reports. And if a seller cannot or refuses to produce to the secondhand dealer any of the required forms of identification, the dealer is prohibited from completing that transaction. Wow.
I don't know how they can possibly enforce such an insane law.
Right.
I mean, are they going to have undercover officers going into garage sales and doing like sting operations?
Yeah, that I'd like to buy that teddy bear over there. Yeah,
yeah.
And I got these crisp. I got these crisp singles here.
Crazy. It is absolutely crazy. I mean, it's obviously, you know, they're trying to generate more taxes, and so if you do these cash transactions through secondhand dealers, guess what? There's no, you're not paying any sales tax usually. So this just to me speaks of revenue generating.
Years ago, I always wondered how the cashless society would work, how they would bring it about, and suddenly I saw these Square apps pop up years ago, and I said, that's how they're going to do it.
Right.
That is exactly how they're going to do it. And if you've ever used Square, I've used it. It's a really, really useful tool. It's great. It's kind of creepy, though, because I remember we were doing we did a big fundraiser, and we were taking donations by phone. Well, we were running everybody's credit cards through Square, and because it's Square does a geo-positioning PIN, so every single donation, when the card was rang, pinned our location, and our studio was in our home, so we were a little like, we didn't want to like have the geo-positioning coordinates of our home given to every single person.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
We said, well, these people are supporting us, so we decided that would be okay. But with this law, what is next in this country?
Well, you know, last month it was reported that the Justice Department ordered all the bank employees to snitch to the cops on customers who withdrew $5,000 or more of their own money from a bank. You know, it's just the perpetuation of the war on cash, and we are obviously moving to a cashless society. Really scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've always, with the microchip implants, we're going to talk about America Freedom to Fascism later in the show. But in that movie, produced by Aaron Russo, they talk about the microchip implants.
Right.
And those microchip implants, simply through RFID technology, can provide us a string of codes that can be associated with anything. So you could buy or sell if you have this microchip implant. So it's really just one degree of separation between the full implementation of the Mark of the Beast cashless society using the Square app, and Louisiana appears to be the first place in the United States that I can see implementing these steps.
Right. I mean, it's all leading up to that.
Certainly is. Well, more science and technology ahead. The EU is formally charging Google over its search abuse. Russia Today reports the EU has officially filed a complaint against Google for allegedly abusing its dominance in the European market. The case could carry a fine of up to $6 billion, or approximately half of Hillary Clinton's presidential coffer. $6 billion, which could be the biggest settlement in EU antitrust history. That's a lot. The EU has regularly accused the U.S. tech giant of squeezing out smaller competitors in Europe by making its Google searches favor its own services. Sounds like a monopoly, right? The commission has sent the company a formal statement of objections, and it has 10 weeks in which to respond.
Wow.
The antitrust probe will also dig into the relationship between the Google Droid platform, which often comes preloaded with Google applications like Gmail, Google Maps, and other Google products, which has, quote, illegally hindered the development and market across rival mobile operating systems.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you talk about monopoly, I mean, how big a percentage of the market do you have to be classified as a monopoly? Because Google enjoys 90% of the market share in Europe. So maybe there is some validity to these charges.
It's really, it's such a strange area. because remember when AT&T was broken up, they were called a monopoly. Well, that was a very specific situation. It was a phone company. Now, Google is a search engine that provides a number of services. And with a phone company, it's like one wire coming into your wall, and you have no choice, but you got to go AT&T, so they broke it up. The internet is such a vast, wild expanse that it's due to market share that they have increasing market dominance and advertising that they have been able to achieve that percentage you mentioned.
That's huge.
So it is huge. But what I'm trying to say here is that it's strange that they have become a monopoly while we still have choice. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, but I mean, you go on the street and ask, you know, 9 out of 10 people, you ask them what search engine they use, or you ask 10 people, and I guarantee 9 out of 10 of them are going to say, well, Google, of course, you know. It's become right. A verb.
It has become a verb, and that's what's really forced it into this 99% market share. But at the same time, we have choice. So, like, we are consciously choosing to go there. And now they're having this issue in the European Union. $6 billion. Staggering figure. Well, StartPage is a great alternative. If you haven't
Absolutely.
Used it, use StartPage. What else is happening? Energy and environmental news. Nestle is still bottling, get this, 80 million gallons of water amid the California crisis. Natural Society is reporting that Nestle has continued its water bottling practices even while California has struggled through its worst drought in history, gaining not only the negative attention of residents, but also of an enraged nation. Activists have taken the matter into their own hands, picketing the corporation that guzzles over 80 million gallons of water from Sacramento aquifers every single year, only to sell that water back to the public. I'm in the wrong business.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you steal the water from underneath the people, and then you sell it back to them, and, you know, they're not only getting, I'm sure the water is of really high quality, but they're also getting water that's just leached with plastic and, oh.
Right.
Yeah, think about it. Look at you ever go to a convenience store, and they have giant cases of bottled water sitting outside in the sun? You think that's good for you? Oh. Get your Berkey water filters out the power hour, please.
Well, you know, what I hate doing is taking a bottle of water and having to wash it before I drink it.
Ugh.
Washing the crud and dirt off of it and dust if it's been sitting too long.
Right. Now, I have, like I said, we use a Berkey water filter, have for years, and I have not bought bottled water, and I don't, you know, unless I'm on the road and I've run out of all the Berkey water that I've carried with me, then I may go buy some bottled water, but I usually go inside the store and get the stuff that's in the cooler, just kind of telling myself that it hadn't been sitting out in the sun.
Yeah, we've had a Berkey water filter for probably about, 8 years now.
Yeah.
And it's still running strong. We've got a fluoride filter on it, so we're not taking in any fluoride. You know, we cook with it, we drink it.
Absolutely.
It's great.
Very important.
So that's interesting. Nestle is still bottling 80 million gallons of water, so people are upset. I wonder if they've actually had to fine anybody for taking too many long showers over there in California.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really really scary out there. My dad was talking to one of his cousins who's been out there like 20 years, and she is starting to think that they may have to move, you know, because of the drought. Said it's so dry out there. They're so scared of fires. It's getting a little scary. I mean, our food prices are going to be skyrocketing next year.
Well, be careful, because if you are in Oregon and you are collecting rainwater on your own property, you may go to jail. Using cash, go to jail. Collect rainwater, go to jail. Well, this man, his story is going viral right now. He was slapped with fines for collecting rainwater on his own property. But as of last Wednesday, Gary Harrington of Eagle Point has been sentenced to 30 days in jail and more than $1,500 in fines.
Wow. That's what he gets. Land free, baby.
Mm-hmm. He had three water reservoirs on his property, Josh, and he was using them to collect and use rainwater.
Wow.
Every single headline I read, I'm just blown away. Anyway, yeah. We'll be right back with more on the flip side of this quick break. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley on the Power Hour. Josh?
And this is Josh. We're going to be opening up the phone lines after this next break. 855-995-6923.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. My name is Gary Franchi. I am sitting in for Joyce Riley. Our shotgun today is Josh. We are almost halfway through the second hour of the most powerful hour in radio. Coming up in the third hour, Catherine Austin Fitz. We are going to blow the lid off of Common Core like you haven't heard. She has been investigating this for 6 months. I thought I knew about Common Core. I did not. I've investigated it. Whew. Wait till you hear what Catherine has to say about this.
It's so scary if you have kids out there. You know, what are you going to do? How are you going to, if both of you, the parents are being forced to work, you know, how are you going to homeschool your kids? Otherwise, you're going to have to either pay thousands of dollars in tuition to a private school, which may or may not be subject to Common Core standards, or send them to public school.
Really scary. We're opening up the phone lines right now. 855-995-6923. I want to hear what you have to say about some of these stories we talked about in the news hour. The cashless society in Louisiana being imprisoned for rainwater collection. Walmart's closing. The world on fire. Give us a call. 855-995-6923. We've got three callers queued up right now, Jim, Renee, and Eddie. We're going to go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, what's on your mind?
Okay, I'm going to blow this. I'm going to hijack this show just a little bit. Okay, now I'm going to tell you something. You guys are sitting there talking about all these various things. I'm going to mention four words. I'm going to say them several times. There are three legs of Agenda 21, one of which is to destroy economies and therefore governments. The other leg is the Codex Alimentarius. It means a collection of laws having to do with the alimentary system, the gut. The third one is the International Property Maintenance Code. It means they're running people off the land. That's the definition of war, is it not? Now let me mention this. The code, I broke this story in 2006. It's been on the books for 15 years, statewide many places. You can do a search on it for it. I'll tell you where it is later. Okay, now the code official is the sole interpreter. Forget the judicial system. Gestapo. Anything he can get busted in West Virginia, Charles, West Virginia, is $505 a day for every one of these. And everyone's a single mandatory misdemeanor. Anything not in good working order, according to the code official. Anything which it's a unsanitary condition, such as dog droppings on your property, or in our case, bags of grass clippings. Another one, busted for noxious weeds, $555 a day and or a month in jail, every violation. Every violation is a mandatory misdemeanor. They can place liens on your property to take it. They can prevent you from entering your home. They can tear your home down at your expense. And they're rolling it out. Now, I've been a magnet for these stories. I'm the only person I know who's blown wide open, a complete total attack where they come wave after wave. I won't bore you with the details, but nobody is touching this, and I want the audience to read it out. International Property Maintenance Code, do a search on it. Now, they're rolling it out, and a lot of times they will change the name of it, so it's hiding. Now, here it is, www.ICCSafe.org, WWICC stands for International Code Council, Safe, SAFE.org. Do a search for your state. Now, I cannot get anybody in the Patriot community to run with this outside of the fact that I did one show with Derry Brownfield. He never did a follow-up. He said he would. I love Derry. Pastor Butch Paul has done one show on it in 2006. Butch and Joyce did a show together in 2009.
But, all right, well, you know what? ICCSafe.org. You got my attention for sure. Thanks for the call. We're definitely going to look into it, folks. International Property Maintenance Code. That sounds really, like, really terrifying. Folks, write that down. Thanks for the call. Let's go to our next caller, Renee in North Carolina. What's on your mind?
I agree with Jim. Sometimes the Patriot community ignores the issues that could actually affect real change and focuses on little minor things that don't make a difference. You know, this whole issue with Christie and the pensions, Christie and Social Security, you know, I am so sick of this. I actually have a neighbor, she's 73 years old, and she gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning to drive to the airport because she can't live on Social Security. You notice Christie is not talking about doing something about those people that can retire when they're 40 with a pension three and four times what Social Security is, and then go work for 10 years under Social Security and double dip and get their lucrative government retirement plus be taken out of the Social Security.
All right. Renee, we're coming up on a break. I don't mean to cut you off.
Can you hold me over?
We've got a lot of callers on the line. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on the Power Hour.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It is 33 minutes after hour. We are in the second hour of the show, taking your phone calls. Specifically, if you don't mind, for the news topics that we covered this morning, we'd like to kind of keep it on topic so we don't get too far out there. I wanted to mention some of the products that we have on special this week. You know, this is the way that we stay on the air. We don't take any sponsorship, so we need your support out there. This is your show, and we need your support. We do have Helon, which is probably the best skin, heal, the name says it all. It will actually heal your skin issues quickly. And it is regularly $40 on special for $32. All of the Miracle Skin products, the Sugarfoot, the Anti-Wrinkle, the Lamb Cream is 20% off. We do have Good Health Naturally, the Curcumin. I wanted to mention the Vegan Burgers, which if you have not tried these, you are absolutely missing out. 9 servings for $8.99.
I'm jumping in real quick. We made them last night for dinner.
Delicious. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are awesome. Which one did you make?
It was the black bean and olive.
Yeah, they are incredible. We have Sherry Rogers books. Oh, my gosh. She has so many books out there. They are on special. You guys, give the Power Mall a call at 877-817-9829. That is 877-817-9829. Do not miss out on the incredible savings of the specials this week. If you need to, just ask. I don't even have time to go into everything that's on specials. So So just give them a call, and they will let you know.
Yeah. So we just had Renee, also Eddie in Missouri on hold. Renee, we're going to come to you in just a second. Tom in Missouri also on hold. Lauren in Ohio. Renee, we didn't mean to cut you off. We did have to go to a hard break. So finish your thought about the Social Security relationship to Chris Christie and the Patriot community.
Well, see, that's just it. And there's often a knee-jerk response from right-wing people to protect the police and the military. But the thing is, order followers, the people in the ABC agencies, all throughout government, the thing is, their fear of losing that lucrative pension and actually have to live on Social Security or work as long as the rest of us do, the thing is what keeps them doing bad stuff to us. If you don't want people to want to be stalking you at garage sales, you have to remove the financial incentive to where they will do these things to us. They need to be in the same pot as the rest of us. Then they'll protect the system that protects all of us, because Social Security is failing because of what they did to it. Okay? So the thing is, we have to stop this uneven system where they get to retire decades earlier than other people and get 3 and 4 times as much, because they are the yes men who are holding this system in place for their own enrichment.
Thank you for your call, Renee. Great points. Absolutely. The government class, as I like to call them, certainly building up their own, supporting their own, while the rest of us get to toil away on the plantation here in America, the American plantation. Yeah, like I said at the beginning of the show, the 21st of April is Tax Freedom Day. We work every single day just to pay our taxes. We've got the phone lines are open, 855-995-6923. Give us a call. Let us know your thoughts on some of the news headlines that we spoke about this morning. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Let's go now to Eddie in Missouri. He's on hold. Eddie. Eddie, are you with us?
Yes. What's Josh's favorite tomato plant that started with a D? Sorry.
I like the Cherokee Purple. They're not the prettiest tomatoes in the world. I mean, they look a little funny because they're kind of green on top, but then they get, I forget what you call it, but it goes down to a dark purple color. Cherokee Purple are my absolute favorite. You just eat them like apples.
Yeah, no problem. Wow. Now we've got, let's go, thank you for that call, Eddie. And anyone else calling in, if you've got some insight on some of our news stories, we'd love to hear from you. Let's go to Tom. Tom's on hold in Missouri.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, if we talk about a cashless society, and the Bible tells us that's coming, that a lot of us in the U.S. have already done that on a voluntary basis. You look at a young person's wallet, they'll have a lot of cards in there, but I know there's people that do not carry cash at all. And then as for, water on the road, you talked about drinking water. We took our Aquarain filter, similar to Big Berkey, on the road with us. In the back of the car, it worked perfectly. We just added water where we went and had a consistent water supply. And as far as, garage sales and things, get some non-hybrid seeds, grow seed crops, sell them, you have some barter things, Common sense, listen to the Power Hour, and buy from the good guys.
All right. Thank you.
All
right, Tom. That was awesome. Thanks for the plug there. Let's go now to Lauren in Ohio, standing by.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was just going to kind of wrap a bow around all these things because we can handle this so easily. I'm going to continue from where Renee was talking about the yes men. You know who the yes men are? It's each and every one of us. You're going to take your children and stick them in their schools because they say so. You're going to give them shots because government says so. Who's the yes man here? We need to stop pointing our fingers at government bureaucrats doing this, that, or the other and think about what we're doing every day. We're obeying illegitimate authority. Now, I understand why people don't get it. We've been in school for, 3, 4 generations being taught lies. But if you understood the Constitution, how this country was founded and what it is, and that God is who he says he is, then you'd have your freedom. You'd have your country. The bottom line is God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of a club. The Constitution is a body of negative law to limit government power. The call in this country was no king but Jesus, and there was freedom. Where there's the spirit of Christ, there's liberty. And that's why this country was free. So for all the people thinking that somehow or another we've got to, you know, all the religions have to be equal and everything has to be equal and, okay, it's like saying gravity has to be equal with, you know, it doesn't work that way. Things are what they are. God did what he did. He made the men. He made them to be free and to serve him. Now, we're choosing not to serve him for whatever reason. Because we don't believe in God, because, well, the government told us we have to do it a different way. Government says you can't collect rainwater, so you don't, until you die. I mean, because that's the kind of thing that goes on. Government says, and you jump and do. So the problem is with us, and the quickest solution is get your children out of these schools. My solution's simple. Obey the Ten Commandments. You know, even if you're not a Christian, do you want somebody to steal from you? Do you want somebody to bear false witness against you, like these cops are doing? Do you want to participate in destruction? Because that's what it is. Obey the ten. Keep your money in your pocket. Stop giving your fruit of your labor to criminals when you don't even owe it. Look and find out who owes taxes. People that work for the government owe taxes. If you're getting out of the kitty, yes, you owe taxes. But if not, the fruit of the man's labor is the man's. If that's not the truth, then all men are slaves. And, of course, that's nonsense. Just because nine guys in black robes tell you something, I'm black. So I don't care what the Supreme Court says. They said black people weren't human. Okay? So it comes down to who do you respect? Do you respect the truth or don't you? Keep your children in your home or privately educate them.
Mm-hmm.
And boycott big business. Stop giving these big corporations your money and stop giving your money to the government. The United States government's the biggest corporation in the world. And so we can handle this if we handled it from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
If our kids weren't in school, they'd understand what the Constitution meant. They'd believe in Jesus Christ and the God that created them. They'd understand that no man has the right to control the fruit of their labor or steal from them all that they are. And that's what I'm saying. It's easy. And for people who think they can't homeschool or, oh, well, you know, everybody can't do it. Yeah, you can. You can give up that car. My family's never been to the movie. Never. We've never been out to dinner
mm-hmm.
as a family. Never. I have a 24-year-old son down to 7. Never. Okay? We wear old clothes. We work on a farm. We grow our food. It's possible, but you want that new car every other year, don't you? You want that cable TV. You want to go out to dinner. You want to go to your... And this is what I'm saying. People make choices. So stop blaming third parties. Government this and government that. You'd have them in line. Corporations only had a 20-year charter. If they weren't doing good for the community, the charter was canceled. So what is this perpetual life for a corporation? Well, it comes from our ignorance. Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and come out of her, my people. That's what I've got to say.
All right. Amen to that.
Thank you.
Wow. Couldn't agree more. Thank you so much. Wow. That was
she says
powerful,
it all.
Powerful rant. Absolutely. Amen. Amen. You know, we're going to shift gears now. Our guest, Dr. Toby Watson, is joining us. I want to thank all the great callers. Oh, he just hung up. All right. Well, we can't win for losing today. So maybe we'll get him back on the line in a second. I wanted to get into this flying under the influence topic. But see if you can bring him back, and we'll just keep on. We'll keep on chugging along on the Power Hour. It is tax day. She made some really great points, don't you think, Josh?
Oh, she always does. She's, you know, she knows what she's talking about. And, you know, homeschooling is difficult. It can be difficult, but are you going to – you have one chance with your precious little babies. You know, are you going to subject them to the control of people you really don't know that much about? I mean, come on. It is hard. You know, it is a struggle. you know, whether or not both of you work, you know, I know that is difficult in today's age for only one parent to work. But if you can make that happen, please, 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 for your precious babies, you know, like I said, you only have one chance with them. They are so worth your sacrifice if you can do it.
Yeah. Flying under the influence, airline pilots and mind-altering drugs. Now, the big story, obviously, the German wings, that was the mainstream narrative that was pushed onto the world stage, that the co-pilot was on antidepressants, he was suicidal. We questioned the validity of all those statements, because when the knee-jerk reaction comes in, that's the first thing we go to. You know, they start putting all these talking points, but there's all these questions. Even the Daily Mail came out and said the plane could have come out, could have been a fly-by-wire taken down by some outside source. But there is still a problem today with pilots and commercial drugs, big pharma drugs. In 2007, Josh, the FAA reported that 61 air crashes between 1990 and 2001 quoted the pilot's psychological condition and or SSRI use was reported to be the probable cause or a contributing factor in 31% of the accidents.
Oh, that is so scary. 31%, 19 out of 61 of those crashes. This was, you know, drugs were a contributing factor. In 2008, in the Mount Airy crash, the pilot was on antidepressant Zoloft, and he's reported to have said he was singing "Save My Life, I'm Going Down for the Last Time" and advising passengers, "If anybody back there believes in the good Lord, I believe now would be a good time to hit your knees." I mean, this is, I'm scared. I don't like flying anyway, just because I don't like subjecting myself to, you know, illegal pat downs, but this makes it all the more scarier.
Did you say that was broadcast over the air in the plane? That's what the pilot said.
The Transportation Safety Board reported that the pilot of the 2008 Mount Airy crash had Zoloft. Yeah, it was reported that he was saying these things. I guess they found a black box or something.
Josh, we got a bunch of callers lined up here. Davey, Francis, Linda, Michael, and Frank. Let's go to Davey in Texas. Davey, what's on your mind? We're talking about the news.
Well, I just wanted to provide just a little bit of levity to the conversation. Number one is, you know, if you're familiar at all with Zephaniah 3:9, it says that the language must be purified. And, you know, when you look at Isaiah 9:6, it says the government will be on his shoulders. And in good faith, Americans, if they were interested in truth, they could be like a little boy that goes to the zoo, you know, and knows the difference between an elephant and a giraffe. He won't be standing there calling an elephant a giraffe if he knows the difference. And like Lauren said, if people just study like the preamble of the Constitution of the so-called United States, the founding of the Constitutional Republic, they'll see the word justice is right there at the beginning where it says, in order to form a more perfect union, to establish justice. Without justice, the whole alleged social contract is null and void. And Jesus made it abundantly clear where all of these fork-tongued snake, two-legged snakes go. They go in the oven, Matthew 13:39-43. What's the holdup? That's all I got to say. I mean, you know, on planet Earth, how many of these 0.00% are there? You know, I mean, it's a handful of money changers and Pharisees brainwashing people into believing whatever they say on TV. Well, you know, who at this point is stupid enough to sit there and believe their lies other than people who are stupid? Have you ever met an idiot that wasn't stupid? Have a great day, gentlemen.
Davey, thanks for the call. Thanks for the laugh. Yes, that's why people listen to the Power Hour, because they want to get the real facts. They want to get the real truth. And we've got such great listeners on this show, Josh.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. We're going to be coming up on a break in a minute. But, Francis, go ahead.
Hey, folks. Two quick observations for you. One is about the so-called cashless deal in Louisiana, supposedly to be fighting theft or secondary theft or whatever when someone's trying to pawn off something or get rid of an item, and that's the reason why they're doing that. But the thing is that when you think about it, they're trying to make out that the everyday person is a thief, when actually it's the government that's a thief. So quite frankly, they're trying to pass the buck as to who should to be tracked. The second contemplation for you to think about is with the thing about the Jade Helm 15 deal that's going on in the Southwest, as well as Florida and one other state in the Southeast or whatever. I'm wondering if those states had what was called, from the Census Bureau or Department, what was called the American Community Survey being passed out or mailed or a representative going around and doing that prior to that event.
Well, that's something that we'd have to farm out and crowdsource to our listeners. Maybe they can send us an email. Thank you for the call, Francis. Great question, great comment. We've got another break coming up in just a minute. We've got some more folks lined up, Linda and Michael and Frank. We are going to be getting to you in a second. Josh, what are your thoughts?
She says it all, you know. I don't know. I think we got to stand up for our rights.
Mm-hmm.
We got to become educated, and I think the Power Hour is one of the best ways to do that. You know, especially, again, I love taking phone calls because you're going to get a great education from these people. Best listeners in the world.
Crowdsourcing the truth right here on the Power Hour. My name is Gary Franchi. Sitting with me is
Josh.
All right. We're going to be right back after this short break. We've got a few more calls lined up. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley, hanging out here with Josh in studio. It is an amazing day here. I'm up in the Chicago area. I'm hanging out in Obama's backyard, and in the police state of Illinois, as I like to call. It is, like I said, tax day. Are you going to file? Are you filing your taxes? Did you file? Are taxes even legal? Is it a voluntary tax system? Well, we're taking calls today. We got open lines right now, 855-995-6923 is the phone-in number. We've got some folks lined up. We're talking about the news, too. What do you think about this cashless society bill being implemented in Louisiana? Even tax. You want to talk about taxes, too. It is April 15th, after all. So let's go ahead. And who do we have next here? We just had...
Francis in North Carolina.
Let's go to Linda. Linda, yes. In Texas, what is on your mind?
Besides forcing people to pay for garage sales with credit cards, Louisiana also mandated water fluoridation for cities statewide a few years ago, anything over maybe, I don't know, 5,000 people. And here in Texas, we don't want that to happen. And today... anybody who can get to the state capitol, Texas state capitol, around 2 o'clock can testify for one of our good guys who has a bill, House Bill 1581, and it would require the providers of this fluoridated water to tell us how much they're putting in our water, how much the natural occurring fluoride is already, who's selling it. You know, would mandate that if you supply drinking water to a city, you have to give us information. So this is a really important bill. And if you can't come at 2 o'clock, you can go down to the Capitol and go to a kiosk and say that you favor Simpson's bill. This is Representative David Simpson. He's one of our good guys. Simpson House Bill 1581. You can make a comment and say, we want this bill enacted, and it's in committee today.
All right, Linda, thank you so much for that. We hope everyone can get out there and help. That's what we need to do. That's what this show is about.
That's right.
Let's go to our next caller, Michael in New York. What is on your mind, Michael?
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, I'd like to make a few points, if I can. And regarding the income tax, it's definitely voluntary. I wish I had a chance to videotape the commissioner under Clinton's administration when those communists were in office. And he actually stated on C-SPAN, when he was being questioned about the whole operation, he said, yes, it is voluntary. And, of course, they make you volunteer with a gun to the side of your head, but it's voluntary. And since I've no longer been a corporate employee for a long time, I no longer cooperated with them. And regarding the main problem is, and the reason why the IRS exists is due to that illegal, unconstitutional Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor reserve, and the counterfeit money that our government is borrowing from them due to all the traitors and domestic enemies operating in our government and all the debt associated with that. So, therefore, they keep taxing the populace, stealing all the resources of the populace, as they have been doing for all the countries in the world. And this is the main problem. And then once we get rid of that main root of all our problems, all the branches on the evil tree of corruption and un-American activity will simply wither and die, all the government agencies, mm-hmm. et cetera, and we can get legitimate politicians in again. And I also want to just state that I did see about 8-10 years ago on an Olympics event in Europe.
Michael, thank you for your call. We do have to go to a break right now. We'll be back on the other side of it. Catherine Austin Fitz in the third hour. We do have a couple more callers lined up as well. We'll get to you in just a second. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.